I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
More than you know, more than you know, man, oh my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons in the Word of Mom Radio Network here on a Music Monday, and we are listening to the incredible Julia Brunetta Simpson singing More Than You Know. And we're very happy to share her with you today on this Music Monday, as there is going to be an event this Saturday that we're hoping that some of you might be able to enjoy. Julia Brunetta Simpson hails from a small town in North Carolina where she performed throughout her formative years. She's performed professionally all over the place, actually, and we're so thrilled to have her here. She's a longtime advocate of diversity and inclusion in the arts. She has served as a nationally elected counselor for Active Equity Association and has co-chaired the Equal Employment Opportunity Committee, among others. She actively promotes arts and education, as all of you know, which is a near and dear thing to my heart, by performing and teaching in schools, libraries, senior centers, and prisons. Julia, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
So happy to have you here and so happy that we can share you and hopefully get people to tap into your great CD and hopefully your event this Saturday. Tell me a little bit about Brunetta Productions and how it came about.
My entire youth, I performed. My mother says I got here saying I'm going to be a singer and an actress. And so I think always in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to have some form of a production company, and of course these things are ever evolving. But really the impetus to really get started was I was a PTA mom and my kids were in elementary school, and I was looking at the programming, and I was very involved with things going on in the school, and the programming that came into the schools was not very diverse. Sometimes the quality of the performance were not very good. And so that kicked it off. It led me into working with the kids and doing after school programs, and which all fed into Brunetta Productions, wanting to bring quality programming for our kids and to share history. Part of what I do with Brunetta Productions in all of my shows, whether they're strictly cabarets or my one woman shows, or hopefully in the future. Larger cast shows, is to share history, particularly about African Americans and voices and people that you don't hear about, and in many, many cases, people do not hear about the history in school. They don't learn about them. They've never heard the names of some of these really wonderful, great performers that, and what was going on in their lives and how the art came out of their lives. So that's what I try to do with all of my shows with Brunetta Productions. And, I plays and musicals and concerts. I want to educate as well as entertain. And that means the most to me when people come up to me afterwards. It's always nice when people say, oh, I love your voice, and, oh, wow, you're a great actress. But when people say to me, I learned something in the process, too, and sometimes it prompts them to go and read more about a particular performer or a time in our history in this country, that is really meaningful to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I love, that, you know, the song we just heard, More Than You Know, and some of the other songs we're going to share later, you really have that old-timey sound, you know, and I know that the CD that this comes off of, which we're going to have you talk about, honors Lena Horne, and I feel a little bit like I'm listening to Lena Horne sing when I listen to you, which is just so, I find soothing and comforting. I actually had the great fortune to meet Lena Horne back in the 80s, and she was such a beautiful woman, just as a human, as well as a performer, and it's so great that you're making sure that future generations are aware of her legacy and bringing that out there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is an honor. It's an honor. The research and work that I did on her, and so many people don't even know her name. And we were fortunate that we got the show done because I'd been thinking about it and working on it for a while, but we actually did it on her centennial year last year. So I was very, very pleased with the show and the reception that I got from the live show. So the CD, Classy and Sassy, a Lena Horne tribute, came directly out of the show. Hopefully it gives you a feel of that. And I love the fact that that old sound that, this classic and with words, with song. I love lyrics, and when words speak to you, that's all the music that she, and she recorded so much. Her work is just so varied, and it seems like there wasn't anything that she couldn't do. But she was also a civil rights and political activist as well, and you know, not maybe as vocal and bold as some performers, but she stood her ground. She performed when she was doing a USO show, and they had seated German POWs in front of the African-American troops. Mm. And she walked off the stage, went and stood in front of the troops and sang with the POWs to her back, which got her kicked out of the USO. But she continued after that to go and perform for the servicemen on her own dime. So it's things like that I learned that I love to share with people. So if she just wasn't just a drop-dead gorgeous, glamorous action singer, but she stood for something, and she worked really hard, and she faced racism throughout her career, as many of us continue to do to this day. So, but in the process of all of that, she got to sing and do and perform this wonderful, wonderful music that I love sharing as well.
Yeah, well, and I love that a part of your event this Saturday, October 13th at 5 p.m., and we may as well go ahead and say a few times today that it'll be at Ground Floor Co-working at 547 North Avenue in New Rochelle at 5 p.m. this Saturday, October 13th. And the theme is Classy and Sassy, and the fact that you're encouraging people to come dressed up as their favorite, you know, Hollywood glamorous actress or character, I think that's a really great theme and a lot of fun.
That's what I like to do. I want to get people out, have some fun, have something to look forward to that you can get excited about, and just have a good time. I think that really there's not enough really just special things that people look forward to. So when we're planning our events, we always try to do that to make it fun for the people who come and participate. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to seeing how people dress up and everything.
I know. It sounds like so much fun. And I just want to throw in, since we're talking about Ms. Horne and just what an incredible human being she was. I've heard a lot of stories throughout the years about just how incredibly pleasant she always was to people. You know, she's one of those celebrities who, you know, people enjoyed getting in their restaurant. In fact, one friend of mine who was a waitress in a restaurant where she would go to eat used to say that they literally had to have like a list of getting to take turns to serve her table because everybody wanted to serve her because she was, you know, not only just a good tipper, but, you know, also good to the people that she worked with. And when I had the pleasure of meeting her, I worked at the time, I was very young, in a takeout restaurant, and she used to come in there. And the truth is, my boss in the restaurant, the owner of the company, used to literally greet everybody when they came in and personally talk to them and make sure that they were taken care of quickly and everything else. And she came this close. She became a regular customer of ours who came in every day and would talk to us and just be very sweet to all of us. She almost walked out because she was someone who so didn't want special treatment that when my boss first came over to greet her, she actually got offended because she thought he was giving her special treatment.
Oh, wow.
And then when she saw him move on from her to the next person and the next person, she realized that that's how she treated everybody, and she stayed, but she was literally at the door about to walk out. And then she ended up, as I said, becoming a great customer of ours for many years, and we were always so excited to see her when she came in because she just brought such a wonderful energy into the room even. And again, just treated everybody with such civility and respect and was just such a classy and beautiful woman.
Great.
So I'm excited to talk to you when we have this kind of, it's been a while since I even thought about those days and having her, you know, as that very small part of my life, and the fact that you've gotten to research and learn so much about her and hearing that story of how she, you know, stood her ground, even though maybe it, you know, cost her some work and everything else, and then just, you know, did what she wanted to do on her own. I mean, those are the kind of artists you want to support. Those are the kind of artists you want to put out there. You know, and the fact that she happened to be also incredibly talented and sound great is, you know, the bonus.
Yes, in addition to all of that, she was a wonderful performer.
Yes. So do you feel that that's why you chose Lena Horne? Like, did it start with the love of her music, or did it start with kind of knowing who she was and what she stood for?
It started with knowing a little about who she was and what she stood for, and really wanting to highlight people like her who really,
yes,
like I said, so many adults don't know who she is, and the younger generation forget about it. It's like you say Lena Horne, and they were like, who's that? And it's like, that's a crime as far as I'm concerned, because she really did so much for women, for women of color, for people of color, and she was a person of real substance and grit and determination, and she worked really hard, and I just think that people like that, we need to know who they are, and we need to celebrate their lives and the contributions that they've made.
Absolutely, 100%. We're living in a time right now, it's a conversation I end up having a lot with people, and I don't necessarily, I'm not trying to get political at all, because to me this isn't political. It's literally about being a human being, that, you know, there's so many elements out there that are trying to divide people, and that all women and all people of color and everybody who maybe hasn't had the same advantages as everybody else, you know, we need to be sticking together and working together and, you know, building each other up. And I think it's so great that you're educating at the same time as doing, you know, I'm also a singer and an actress, and, you know, just doing it is so wonderful and we love doing it, but I'm kind of with you too. I really like to do something that gives a message, or something that helps to bring people up, or something that helps to create awareness for things that maybe people aren't aware of. And it's exciting to me that you have this event coming up where you're kind of combining all of that, you know, singing some fantastic music and dressing up like a glamorous movie star, and also, you know, putting out a great message at the same time.
Absolutely, bringing people together. And you're right. I'm with you 100%. This is the time when people need to be coming together, particularly women.
Yes.
Women. I believe this is our time, our voices. We need to be heard. We need to be seen. And we need to be taken seriously.
Exactly. With you 100% there, Julia. Thank you so much. So with that in mind, and the fact that we want people to know what a fun evening they are in store of if they can come to the event, or what great sounds they get to hear if they were to purchase the CD, I think we should go ahead and play them a little bit of Honeysuckle Rose. And then we'll probably take a little brief moment to thank our sponsors for today and continue our conversation. Is there anything you want to do to set Honeysuckle Rose up, or just say, here's a fun song for you guys to listen to?
Well, Classy and Sassy, I would say Honeysuckle Rose is one of those really sassy moments in the show. And it's a lot of fun to perform. And I think hopefully people will get the feel of that. The CD is taken directly from the live show, and that's what we were going for when we were recording it, to give people a feeling of being there. And hopefully when we have performances coming up, the CD will help get people to come in and experience the entire show.
Good. Well, I definitely want to hear more about the shows once we come back. Here's Honeysuckle Rose and a shout-out for our sponsor.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. Now you're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up, or when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter, Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel, Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. Thank you.
And I am back. This is Tracy Timmons on Music Monday at the Word of Mom Radio Network. I'm here with Julia Brunetta Simpson. Her event, Classy and Sassy Alina Horn Tribute, is this Saturday, October 13th at 5 p.m. in New Rochelle. All the information and links are on our site and our social media posts about the show. And Julia, so I want to hear a little bit more about the live shows that you do.
Okay. Well, the Alina Horn Tribute Show is our newest show, but we have also, I have Harlem on My Mind, which is really near and dear to my heart. That one's set during the Harlem Renaissance, and it highlights the music of the time, but it also highlights and punctuates some of the wonderful characters of that particular time, like Bessie Smith. And it's just a fun little one-woman romp through that era, and with poetry and music and dance. And so that's one. I have another tribute show to the music of Duke Ellington called Julia and the Duke. So I have a lot of fun with that one as well. And the other show that we have going right now is How Sweet the Sound, which traces the evolution of American music from the time of slavery up to the jazz age. So it sort of takes you through the different changes in style, like gospel and to jazz, and from the spirituals and the work songs out in the fields that they start with, and how the music has changed through over time up into the jazz age. So we're covering a lot of different music with the shows, and like I said, hopefully educating people along the way and giving a real foundation, I think, for young people, too, to see how, you know, the music that they're listening to didn't just suddenly appear. People didn't just create it. It came out of music changing,
right,
evolving, and music speaks to people, and educating people through the different genres as well. So the spirituals that help people survive and still do today, that hopefully keeps you grounded in a place where you can continue to function when the world doesn't seem like it's going to help
right.
you out. So so those are the four shows that that I have going that I can do in different, and I do them in schools, to libraries, to theaters. They're flexible, and so that, you know, I can go to different audiences. And like Harlem on My Mind, I have a school version that the kids love. I have a gig that I do every year in the city in New York, and the third graders actually do a segment on the Harlem Renaissance. So I go in every spring and I do Harlem on My Mind. And these kids know everybody that I'm talking about. They know the words to the songs. They sing along. They get up, and I invite them to my rent party, and they do learn the Charleston and perform it with me during the show, and it is an absolute blast. So I and that's the show that started as a cabaret, and then it evolved into the one-woman adult version, and then we came up with the school version as well.
Excellent. And if someone is interested in booking one of these shows, how do they go about doing that?
They can send us an email at info@Brenetta Productions, Brenetta, productions, all one word, .com. You can go to our website to see and get more information about the shows at www.brenettaproductions.com, or you can give us send us an email, like I said, at info@brenettaproductions.com, or give us a call at 914-740-8226. And someone
Excellent.
Will get back to you, and we are ready to roll. So I hope
Excellent.
People are interested in booking the shows. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, they sound really fantastic. And in fact, you and I may need to talk also after the show, because I was lucky to work pretty almost exclusively as a theater educator for a long time, got into some other things, and I'm doing it again now. But that's, to be honest, my biggest passion is theater education. And I'm working now to kind of get myself back out there into that world. So very exciting to hear what you're doing. These sound like really spectacular shows to see. And I hope that I think, you know, black, white, yellow, green, or brown, you know, or purple, people should be learning about, you know, all the different cultures and all the different musical styles that are out there and all the history of music, because so much, you know, it's amazing sometimes when you talk to kids and you tell them like what they're listening to, and you're like, well, do you understand that that didn't happen without the Beatles, and the Beatles didn't happen without, you know, Chuck Berry, and Chuck Berry didn't happen without, you know, like it goes back and back, like it didn't just come out of nowhere, you know?
And also I must say that I'm always accompanied with live musicians, and I'm so blessed and fortunate to work with some of the best in the business, and they perform on Broadway and in clubs all over the country and all around the world, actually. And when I'm get a booking, the first thing I do is try to find out from my core of musicians who's going to be where and are they available. And I'm just fortunate with this show. We have fantastic musical director Mario Sprouse, and I have this wonderful woman drummer that works with me, Barbara Mergian, and will be there for the event, and Sly Sylvester, Scott, who is on the horns, and then we have Jordan Jantz, who is going to be on bass. And I mean, they are fantastic musicians. So, and, you know, they're worth the price of admission alone, even without me.
Excellent. Sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Really great.
And is the CD also available for sale on your website?
It will be right now. We're getting everything set up. The release date actually for the CD, where you can get it on CDBaby.com and Amazon and Apple and all the places where you get your music, will also be on the 13th, so it's going to be released that day. And so there will be links on the website that will take you right into CDBaby.com, and or you can go there directly and just put in my name or the title of the CD, and it'll come up.
Excellent. Great. So I'm hoping that people will check out Brenetta Productions. That's Brenetta Productions.com. And as she said, the email is info@Brenetta Productions. The phone number again is 914-740-8226. If you are anywhere near New Rochelle on Saturday the 13th at 5 p.m., you should check out An Evening of Classic Hollywood Glamour at Ground Floor Co-working at 547 North Avenue in New Rochelle. And Julia, this has been so great. I've loved talking to you. I feel like we could just talk for hours about music, you and I.
I do also want to say that the price of admission is a little higher at the door, so people should go online, and the links are there, and you can register right online for the event as well.
Okay, great. And I'm actually seeing here that it's cash only at the door, which we should make sure to do. So if you need to use a credit card, which God knows so few of us ever have cash in our pockets these days, please make sure to register online at BrenettaProductions.com prior to the event. But they will take your $60 in cash at the door if that's what you want to do.
Absolutely. And this is a benefit for Brenetta Productions as well as the release party, so...
Yeah, which exactly, and you know, benefiting education and diversity in music and theater is a great thing. So it's definitely a worthy cause. So we're going to close out with Summertime, right? One of my favorites.
I love that song.
Yes, and in fact, I know that I read that you kind of were lucky to start out with some, you know, being cast in some non-traditional ways, and I've always been a big fan, and I've had my own theater companies for years and produced my own stuff, and I'm very big on... you know, not necessarily casting to type. I think that you cast the best person for the role in the moment that you have available to you, regardless of what that role is. And it's interesting because I have felt that way going way back in time. And these days, there really isn't even a situation where you can't do it. You know, even some people would say you can't do it, you know, when they're all related to each other. Well, how many families now do they actually have within the family where people are different, you know, colors, races, and everything within the family? I mean, there's no reason why it's not realistic to have that happening on a stage family as well. And I actually do, one of the theater companies that I work with, Dark Knight Productions, does a musical every year called What I Always Wanted to Do, the Musical. And it's a chance for singers that we know to pick a song for a part that they wouldn't normally be cast in. And Summertime is actually something that I performed one year as a song that is a part that obviously I wouldn't traditionally be cast to play as a white woman, but it's such a beautiful song and I love it so much. So I'm excited to close out with that today.
Oh, terrific.
All right. Well, Julia, thank you so much for being with us, and keep us posted as new things come about, please.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me.
All right. Make today a great day.
Thank you so much for listening in to today's Music Monday with the incredible Julia Brenetta Simpson of Brenetta Productions. I hope that you'll have the opportunity to either attend the event this Saturday, October 13th, or go to her website and check out some of the great educational shows that she does, or purchase Classy and Sassy, the CD that is a tribute to the great Lena Horne. Tomorrow, on our business spotlight, Renee Sullivan. And we are now going to say Renee Sullivan of RS Consulting. She is now officially a company, RS Consulting. Renee and I have put together a two-part series highlighting her long-term wealth building system. It gives just some real basics on what that is and how it works. So the first of the two parts will be tomorrow. And this Wednesday on Mindful Healthy Habits, we're going to have Heather Paul, a dental hygienist who, because of some allergies that her young daughter had, started to look into different organic alternatives to almost everything, and has developed really incredible formulas for Simply Silver mouthwash. There are also toothpaste and breath fresheners, and it's all completely organic and non-toxic. And it was really fascinating to hear from her some of the reasons why you don't want to use the ingredients in traditional toothpastes and mouthwashes. So that will be our Mindful Healthy Habits this Wednesday. And I'm excited to say that for the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, all of the Thursday Mompreneur Model shows will once again be hosted by the incredible Dori DiCarlo. She's been speaking to some different people, and we're still figuring out exactly what order to present them in, so I'm not going to announce yet which one will air this Thursday, but the Mompreneur Model shows on Thursdays will be hosted by Dori DiCarlo for, if not all of the next few weeks, most of the next few weeks, until we get into our holiday showcases. For both Dori and myself, please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Make today a great day, everybody. And we're going to close it out with the incredible Julia Brunetta Simpson singing Summertime. Thank you.
Sammy, stand.